Your Central Minnesota Farm Report here on Chasm Radio. I'm Farm Director Joe Gill. Your report brought to you by Midsota Trailer Sales and Service, located right off I-94 in Avon. Well, on Friday, I spoke to House A Committee Chair Representative Paul Anderson joining us, and in response to an email from late Thursday from his office, and in response to the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency announcing Thursday about permit fees for feedlots and also for irrigators as well, announcing that Thursday, and they would go in effect on Friday. And Paul gives us more details as, well, farmers and also himself was surprised to hear this news.
The big one that really got the people's attention, at least to those in agriculture, were some last-minute fee increases proposed to go into effect today from the Pollution Control Agency. They were announced about noon yesterday, and bingo, taking effect the next day, and some pretty hefty increases, which has a lot of us kind of scratching our heads as to why it was done that way and why the need for such huge increases of, you know, up to 56%. So I have some calls in to talk to the folks at PCA, and haven't gotten a return call back yet, but really trying to find out why, and the timing of this is really kind of head-scratching.
So now, this wasn't something passed by the legislature, was it, Paul?
No, it certainly was not. We did do some of that ourselves, but this was strictly a rulemaking done by MPCA. And, you know, during the summer, Joe, they held a series of workshops or listening sessions around the state talking about some new feedlot guidance ruling, and I didn't go to any myself. There was one in Painesville, one that was in our area, and I talked to one producer that said that they seemed to be trying to, you know, make the small guys, the small feedlots, you know, comply with all these additional things, and making it just hard to stay in business. And for example, if you would buy some manure, for example, from a large operation, you would have to go along with the same standards as the large feedlot operation. So, yeah, just kind of wondering what the intent here is. And, you know, we all know that prices go up, things like that, costs go up, but increases of this size, and especially with such little notice, really makes you wonder.
And when you go back and refer to those hearings that are going on, too, it seems like we're in the early stages, even before an official comment period on that, but I've also reached out too, and not getting kind of a lackluster response too, and wanting to visit about the details on that. So
they went around and did the formality of having the meetings, which was a good thing. But you know, really, what the overall purpose was, and to have those hearings and then come out to you a month later with these huge fee increases. It really didn't give any warning, or, you know, were they planning this all along, or what was their thinking in this, but really caught all of us off guard with this announcement just before noon yesterday that these big increases going into effect. And it won't just affect farmers either. These also include water and air permits for things such as ethanol plants like that, so it's going to impact a large area. And on top of that, the legislature did increase fees for irrigation water permitting during the last session. And we also, as part of the ag bill, there's pretty hefty increases a year or so down the road for grain elevators and those that handle grain. So yeah, it was a pretty big year of fee increases here at the state of Minnesota, that's for sure.
So is that when you apply for a permit, that's where these fees are going to come in, Paul, or is that still kind of unknown?
You know, feedlot permits only last for a certain length of time, and you have to renew them. And, you know, the general feedlot permit's going to go from $620 to $970. And if you want to make a modification, you know, a lot of times you make changes as you begin construction or whatever. That's going to cost, again, $970. And for the individual feedlot permit to construct or modify, that's going to jump up to nearly $3,000. So, yeah, they're really adding to the cost of that and making it more difficult to make these things cash flow and make them work.
Mm-hmm. So interesting to Yeah, get more on the why, Paul, and I'm sure we'll track you down and try and maybe get some more details when you get a response.
Yeah, I called into the office when I heard about these increases yesterday and left a message and have not heard back yet. But a lot of people are scratching their heads. I heard from the Turkey Growers Association. I heard from AgriGrowth and the dairy folks. So a lot of people are concerned and upset, especially at the timing and just a little warning of when these increases go into effect. So we'll hear more. And we'll be in touch, okay?
You betcha, Paul. Thanks again for your time, and I hope you got your parade cowboy hat ready. Those parades, I'm sure you're going to be over in Greenwald this weekend, huh?
Sunday morning, and you know, Joe, we had just a deluge of rain here in my area. Kind of lose track, but 10 to 12, 13 inches of rain in a week. Areas just south of me, down towards Benson and Hancock, had pretty severe hail. I saw pictures of corn totally stripped, the soybean fields, not much left. So really difficult to take when the weather just keeps kind of working against us here.
State Representative and House Aid Committee Chair Representative Paul Anderson joining us on this week's Central Minnesota Farm Report. For CASM Radio, I'm Farm Director Joe Gill.